We are gathered here today, gringos and gringas, for a funeral. This is so very hard for me to say to you, to say the words out loud. But as of today, Tuesday, May 31st, 2016, Gringo Español is dead. Okay, we'll get back to the funeral in a minute, but first, let me explain what's going on. It all started a few weeks ago, the afternoon of May 4th to be exact. I was in bed, about to take a nap, I love naps, and instinctively checked the Gringo Español Facebook page on my phone. But it was oddly all gray, like there was an error with the app or something. I didn't care enough at that moment to reset the app and check again, so I put my phone on the night table and took my nap. Approximately 2 hours later, I was about to take a shower, already naked in the bathroom, and I remembered my Facebook page had that weird problem with the app before. Luckily, my phone was right there on the counter. I figured I'd check the page, everything would be fine, and I'd take a hot, relaxing shower. But everything was not fine. It was still all gray, and my Facebook page was nowhere to be found. I started to panic. Now, you have to understand, I have given my life and soul to Gringo Español over the last 3 years. I've never said this in public before, but it's time to get real with you. In order to really go for this, I had to sell my car, furniture, and pretty much everything I owned and move in with my parents. So most of the videos you've seen from me were made in the room above my parents' garage. It was just in the last 8 months I finally turned Gringo Español into a real business that could actually support a human being, or just me. I mostly post free videos, but to make money, I sell my premium courses too, and Facebook was a huge source of my business. You understand my panic now? I darted nervously to my computer in the next room and typed the URL directly into Google Chrome. Facebook.com/GringoEspanol. Sorry, this content is not available right now. I stared at the screen for a minute or two. I refreshed it at least a dozen times. I tried another browser, but no matter what, in the core of my heart, I knew my page had been deleted by Facebook. Ever so calmly, but with my mind racing, I walked back into the bathroom and placed my body into the shower. Minutes passed. The water was hot. The thoughts were fast, from all directions, in all directions. But then the music stopped, or I guess I should say it started. I had what I call my Sasha Banks moment. I knew what had happened, and I knew what needed to be done. Facebook probably deleted my page because of the use of the word gringo. I've been worried about this from the start, because the word gringo refers to one's ethnicity, and that's a big no-no in Facebook land. And I only knew this because I had to kinda game the system to use the word gringo on Facebook in the first place. When I went to create the Facebook page originally, I had already bought the domain gringoespanol.com and created the website. Plus, I just really love the name. I tried to pick the name Gringo Español on Facebook several times, but it wouldn't let me. After some Googling and trial and error, I was pretty sure Gringo was the problem. But instead of just changing my name, I foolishly played around a little bit. I tried Gringo Español with no squiggly over the end. I tried GringoEspanol.com. Nothing worked. Until I tried GringoEspanol.com with the squiggly on the end. Kinda weird, but it did work. However, there was a side effect to this. When I was tagged in a Facebook post, the tag or the link, instead of going to my Facebook page, went to gringoespanol.com but with the squiggly on the end. And that's a really bad website, full of viruses and warnings with sirens. Do not go there. So techno babble aside, I gamed the system choosing gringoespanol.com with the squiggly over the end as my Facebook page name. And a side effect was when you tagged me within Facebook, it took you to some horrible virus site. I think Facebook Facebook deleted my page for one of those reasons, either the use of the word gringo or the virus link. I've been in email contact with Facebook for almost a month now and still haven't gotten even a canned, general, vague reason for what happened, let alone a specific one. But it doesn't matter. You see, Facebook is the new sheriff in town when it comes to deciding what's decent in society. You know how sometimes European or Californian regulations are considered the toughest, so all products have to meet California standards or European standards? Well, that's how I see Facebook now with decency. What Facebook says today, and Facebook owns Instagram and WhatsApp and who knows what next, Google is likely to say tomorrow and Apple the day after. So, like I said at the beginning of this video, Gringo Español is officially dead. But ladies and gentlemen, we are not just here for a funeral today. Oh no. From the ashes of Gringo Español, let rise the Spanish dude. Okay, I obviously watched way too much wrestling when I was growing up, or maybe just this week, but bottom line, Gringo Español is now officially the Spanish dude. We'll get to all the logistics in a second, but I gotta say, throughout this process, I've been remarkably calm. Anybody I tell freaks out, but not me, because I know everything's gonna be okay. And I know that because, as cheesy as this sounds, I know I have you. What loyal fans and students you have been. There's no way I would have made it through all those months of hardly anybody watching my videos, making $0, and not knowing what the future held without your comments and messages. Because of your support and enthusiasm, I almost don't even care that Facebook just deleted 2.5 years of my hard work. I know you'll find me, because you get me, and I get you. So I say, gracias, thank you. Okay, let's talk logistics. First and foremost, Gringo Español really is dead. I'm changing everything to the Spanish dude. The Facebook page is totally new at facebook.com/SpanishDude. The old page is gone and probably not ever coming back. Please go to facebook.com/SpanishDude and like the page. And while you're there, after you've liked my page, hover over liked and make sure there's a check mark next to see first in your newsfeed and on all posts for notifications. With those two choices checked, you won't miss any of my posts. I promise I will not abuse this privilege. Okay, the websites. Right before uploading this video, I forwarded gringoespanol.com to the new site, spanishdude.com. So bookmark the new site, spanishdude.com, but if you type in gringoespanol.com, it'll forward you there automatically. For teachers or anybody with a website linking to my website, don't worry, all your links still work. They just forward your users to the appropriate page on spanishdude.com. It would be better, and a favor to me, if you changed the links to the new domain and changed all references for Gringo Español to the Spanish dude. But again, not necessary, I set it up to forward everything perfectly. For premium students, the premium student area is now located at students.spanishdude.com. If you go to the old site, it'll automatically forward you to the new one. Your username and password are exactly the same. If you forgot your password, just visit students.spanishdude.com. When you try to access a course, it'll ask you to log in. Click forgot password and that'll start the password reset process. My Instagram and Twitter accounts are the same. I was able to change their names. So I'm now the Spanish dude on Instagram and I'm El Spanish dude on Twitter. I put links to both those under this video or in the description. And I'm gonna start being more active on both Instagram and Twitter. I'm not saying I'll post there every day, but at least when I have a new video to share. Then there's YouTube. Other than my website, YouTube is where most of my content is. And on YouTube, you can't change your URL, the address of your YouTube channel, but you can change your name. So for the next 30 days, I'm the Spanish dude, formerly known as Gringo Español. And then after that, I'll be just the Spanish dude. My new email address is support@SpanishDude.com. But if you send any messages to the old address, it'll automatically forward to the new one and I'll still get it. Last thing, if you were a Gringo Forever before, you're now a lifetime member. Same deal, of course. You get access to everything I make online for free. Your username and password are the same, just go to students.spanishdude.com. And if you're not a Gringo Forever or lifetime member, now is a great time to become one. Not only will you be supporting this dude in trying times, but I'm bringing back the free one-on-one strategy session with me. Last month, for the first time ever, when you became a lifetime member, I gave you a free 15-minute phone call with me to discuss a plan of attack for you, what exactly you should do and in what order to accomplish your Spanish goals. I didn't push it too hard last month because I'd never done phone calls before and I don't like to hard pitch or oversell. But now I've talked to dozens of you and it went awesome. I talked to a lot of really cool people. I personally had a great time and I've gotten lots of positive feedback from people saying how motivated they were after our call. So now I'm gonna push it a little harder. Become a lifetime member anytime in June before June 30th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and I'll give you a free 15-minute one-on-one strategy session with me on Skype or the phone. Right after you enroll, I'll send you a link to an online calendar where you can schedule your strategy session immediately. That's why now is the time to become a lifetime member. Not only will you get every single premium course I've already created, not only will you get every single premium course I create in the future, but until the end of June, you'll get a free 15-minute one-on-one strategy session with me. If you're feeling lost, if you don't know where to start, or don't know what to do next, if you've hit a plateau, or if you just need a track to run on, this call will help you immensely. And you know what? If you're a Gringo Forever or Lifetime member, or have enrolled in any of my premium courses, leave me a comment below. Tell everybody what your experience has been with me, with the courses, with the strategy call. Let everybody know if my courses are good or not. So in summary, you need to do two things. Go to my new Facebook page at facebook.com/SpanishDude. Like the page. And to ensure you don't miss any of my posts, put a check mark next to See First and next to On All Posts. Then, if you're not already a lifetime member, become one. The link is below this video or in the description. You'll get an email right after you enroll with a link to my calendar to schedule your strategy session right away. If you are a Gringo Forever or a lifetime member or have enrolled in any of my courses, leave a comment below and tell everybody what your experience has been. As I told a friend in the immediate aftermath of my decision to kill Gringo Espanol, the truth is, I will always be Gringo Espanol, but the truth is also, I have always been the dude.
Imagination brings a smile up to my lips. Oh.